Yes, you can't beat a good harmony, can you? Just love it a bit. So get ready, because next month, Bunbury's going to host the International Spring Choral Festival. Choirs from Malaysia, Taiwan, Philippines will be touching down in the southwest to sing in unison to us all, along with WA's Nightingale Chorale, of course, which is our local host choir. Now, joining me on the line is Vivian Knight, the president of the Choral Association Australia, to tell us more. Very good morning to you, Vivian.
And very good morning to you.
This is sounding like a lot of work to me, frankly, Vivian. Is this the first time Bunbury's hosted the festival?
We had a festival, a local festival, in 2005, but it is the first time that we are hosting an international one.
Okay. What did we have to do to secure the right to have the festival?
Well, we have got to know choirs to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And we have got to be part of the International Federation of Choral Music. And when you do that, you can then approach, you know, some choirs to see if they want to be part of it.
Right. So what do you know about the Malaysian, the Taiwanese, the Philippine choirs?
Well, they have been going since 1958. Obviously, you know, they've had a change of choristers in between. But they are not a chamber choir. They are a large society that promote musicals and that sort of music, modern music.
Mm.
They do jazz, they do rock and roll, they do serious stuff, they do classical as well. So they have an eclectic range of music. They are absolutely fantastic.
Mm.
I have met them last June when I was in Malaysia, and they are absolutely fantastic.
Am I right in my observation that there's been a bit of a resurgence in interest in choir singing over the last few years?
Oh, most certainly. Most certainly.
What?
When I first tried to organise concerts in a festival in Bunbury, you had local choir and they were very parochial and stayed in their little corner, and it has been a lot of hard work.
Mm.
But when you realise that in Australia we have over 2,000 choirs.
2,000 choirs in Australia?
Yes. So there
That's
are
a lot of people involved, isn't it?
That is correct,
yeah.
Yes. Because an average choir would have to be about 20, 25 choristers.
Right.
And we all love singing.
And that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. That's singing and sharing music and sharing friendship and multicultural exchange. And when a choir meets a choir, we have an exchange.
Mm.
And if, for instance, Malaysian choir will come here, well, I know that my choir will go to Malaysia. So we do an exchange as well.
Yeah, and it's all about the music, isn't it? That's the commonality. So
it is.
Yeah, you're laughing from day one.
Well, we're hoping so. But, you know, this time we're also trying to cater for the teachers, the music teachers,
yeah,
the conductors,
yeah,
with our workshop as well.
Tell us about the specifics of the festival next month.
Explain that to me. Say that again.
Oh, just the logistics of it all? What's the programme of events?
We have several concerts. We have a workshop starting on Thursday in Perth.
Mm.
We have a concert in Mandurah Performing Arts on Thursday night,
right,
where all the choirs will be performing. Then they will be moving towards Bunbury, and Friday we'll have a concert at St. Boniface. We will have less choir on Friday because some of the local choirs are working, so they cannot come down until the Saturday.
Yep.
Then on the Saturday, we will have a concert with a big mingle, which means that our two speakers will conduct, one will conduct the youth mingle, and the other one will conduct the adults. And on the Saturday, we have farewell concert in the afternoon.
All right.
As well as that, we have workshop throughout the day.
So who are the guests sort of workshop?
We have Mark O'Leary,
mm,
who, Mark is the conductor of Young Voices of Melbourne and also the guest conductor for Gondwana Voices from Sydney. And we have Dr. John Hooper, who will be coming from Canada. He,
mm,
will be landing on Wednesday.
Wow.
And he's chair of the music department in the university.
I tell you what, you're going to be very busy,
yes,
Vivian, aren't you?
Yes.
Making sure all the ducks line up in the right direction.
Yes, I have some help, obviously. This is, you know, my choir is absolutely fantastic because they will do from serving coffee to do some catering to mentor the choirs. Mm. You know, each choir has two members of my choir to look after them,
right,
etc.
Okay. So this, in terms of this part of the world, from the 2nd to the 4th of September, the opening concert is on the 2nd at St Boniface.
That's correct.
The festival concert on the 3rd at the Bunbury Regional Entertainment Centre. And the farewell concert at the New Lyric Theatre on the 4th of September. So
that's correct. And all the tickets are available from the Bunbury Regional Entertainment Centre.
Oh, okay, the box office.
Yeah.
All right, I'd suggest you get your tickets pretty quick.
Yes.
Because I don't think there'll be too many spare, frankly, come the nights.
Oh, it should be a fantastic night.
It should be good.
It really should be good.
Vivian, congratulations. I've actually got the details here, so I shall remind people that it's on. Well, not for the next 5 days. I'm going away. But when I get back next Tuesday, I shall remind people that it's happening the following weekend.
Thank you very much.
In the meantime, all the best with it.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for talking to me.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.